Harper Audio presents Tease, The Ivy Chronicles, by Sophie Jordan. Performed by Linda R. Josephs. Chapter 1.
Are you sure this is the place? I stepped out of Annie's car into the cold January night. My hand lingered on the passenger door as though I might suddenly pull it wide open again and dive back inside. The bar looked more like a dockside warehouse than a building. A stiff wind could blow it over. More motorcycles than cars sat parked in front of the tin-walled structure. The place was crowded. There was no real rhyme or reason to the parking situation. No lines or curbs marked where to park. It was just a massive free-for-all.
"Yep," she answered. "This is it. Maisie's."
She waved to the red neon sign positioned at a crooked angle. Despite the sweet-sounding name, the bar looked about as innocent as... well, not me. "You sure there's not another Maisie's?
One that didn't look like it could give you tetanus just by walking through the door?"
"Look," she motioned to a nearby Lexus parked between a pickup and a rusted Pinto, her breath puffing like fog from her lips. The luxury vehicle was about as out of place in the lot as we were in our skinny jeans and designer coats. She walked a few steps closer to the vehicle, her boot heels crunching over the snow-covered gravel.
"It's Noah's car."
"Noah, Annie's latest obsession and the reason we were even here." Nodding, I buried my hands in my coat pockets and fell into step beside her, trying to pretend that I wasn't totally out of my element. I was all about a good time, after all. That was my rep. Nothing too wild for me, not even a biker bar. Still, I tried to imagine my two best friends coming here with me. It would never happen. Even if Georgia and Pepper didn't have boyfriends who kept them occupied, this wasn't their scene.
It's not really yours, either.
True. I wouldn't find my type here. No one to flirt with. Definitely no one to take back to the dorm. Maybe one of the guys in Noah's fledgling band would qualify. Sighing, I looked over at Annie just as she parted the front of her coat and seized both of her enormous breasts and adjusted them, making sure her cleavage was optimally displayed within the deep V of her too small sweater. I was really scraping the bottom of the barrel with her, but there wasn't anyone else to hang out with tonight. Georgia was out with Harris. Pepper and Reese invited me to stay in and watch a movie with them, but that always made me feel a little lonely, isolated even though I was among friends. They were in love, and it was in everything they did. Every word, every touch. And yes, they were constantly touching each other. My presence, the only thing stopping them from getting naked. It was enough to turn my stomach. But hey, better them than me. Love was losing control. And I never lost control. I just made it look like I did, hooking up with different guys every week. But I was always fully cognizant of my actions, in charge every moment along the way. Sighing, I tucked a short strand of hair behind my ear. Even Suzanne, my go-to wing girl of late, had a date tonight. All my friends had, or were close to having, boyfriends. Considering that was the last thing I wanted, I was stuck with the likes of Annie. Not the nicest girl I'd met in my 2 years at Dartford, but she was the only one available. Since I wasn't the kind of person to stay in and stare at the walls or watch reruns of Glee, that left me here, at a biker bar. The moment we stepped in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?